someone else said it. It was a special you, but you wrecked it, and now you regret it.
WMFO in Medford, new prescription from Joe Turner and the Seven Levels. And Joe is right here, ready to play a song for you. What do you have,
Joe?
Indeed.
I was going to go back to the first record. Why not? An oldie but a goodie. And it's the last song on the thing. So imagine this ending your 45-minute, 50-minute listening adventure. You're oral journey.
But we will have more after this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But I'm just saying this is put yourself in the mood of you've just been lying in the dark with the headphones on, and this is the thing that takes you out into slumberland, so to speak, except that you'll be missing all the screaming electric guitars at the end. So just imagine it with screaming electric guitars.
Do you mind if I do lie down for this? And
yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you can just do some screaming electric guitars. Then
no, I want to lie down on the couch.
Oh, lie down. Oh, yeah. Lie down. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Lie down
on
the couch.
I like the fade and out
part. Tell me about your childhood. Do not move from the couch. All right. So
Joe Turner hypnotizing me.
Oh, did we need to do the one thing that Joe Turner and the Seven Levels will never do is take up too much of your psychoanalytical time here on WMFO Medford.
Ah, it's great. I pay people for this, so take all the time you want.
I'll expect my check.
It's good
all right,
therapy.
So, so this is perfect the first time.
All right. Thank you.
taken and bartered and bought. A page on the floor and my feet on the lines, kicking a phrase for the millionth time.
First time.
I don't think that was the first time.
No.
First time I heard it. You said that was off your first album.
It is.
How many albums do you have, Joe?
We have two. There was also an EP released in between the two. And now we'll have a vinyl release coming up. So, you know, whatever band I'm in, I like to have a release in every format. So,
well, please make sure I get like the other stuff I don't have. Like I've never heard the first album.
Oh, good grief! Good grief!
Yeah, we need to get
good
that in.
Gravy, good grief!
I don't think it's in the system either. We got to get it in here.
You are in my system.
I don't know if I like that. So, how many bands are you in?
At the moment, I guess two-ish. There's Seven Levels, of course, the main gig. I play guitar in Butterscot, which also has, in a terrible case of band incest, also has Joel and Carolyn in it. But Butterscot is a very, very offensive and a transgressive band, so using that term, I think, is entirely appropriate for it. So,
well, why don't we hear something from
Butterscot?
Absolutely.
Why not?
All right. We'll be back with Joe after Butter Scott, which he's playing guitar in. Check
yes,
it out.
Yes, we have a show coming up as well, actually, September 16th, I think. I have to look at my calendar. I'm sorry.
Where's that going to be?
That's at Jacques Cabaret, I believe.
Oh, Jacques. I'll dress
Jacques.
For that.
That's saying something.
Butter Scott, MFO.
That ending.
Nice. That's from what's that called? The overproduced.
Oh, actually, no. That's I think that's on the slick overproduced commercial pop album. Long titles. And I think the next one's something like the somewhat disappointing contractually obligated follow up. So.
It's great.
But it's actually I've heard it and it's pretty good. So.
Well, what I've heard is great.
Yeah. Fun band, and I enjoy playing the
Butterscotch,
playing some of those songs, which are very, very silly. So, yes, indeed, that was Want It Bad, because don't we all?
We were going to play one of your other bands.
Yeah, so one of the other bands playing on the bill on Thursday is from Stowe, Massachusetts, which I know from my childhood as land of apple picking. So there's just tons of orchards out there, so can't wait for that to start up.
Sounds fun.
But they're called Pompo, and they'll be playing after us.
Okay, let's check this out. Pompo on MFO.
They've got it all figured out.
There we go. that's cool. We've got it all figured out, Pompo.
They sound like they do.
Did I just spit something? I saw you.
I don't think I hit anyone.
What do you have next, Joe?
One of the other bands on the bill. There's only three bands on the bill. Ourselves and Pompo there and Patrick Mongo and the Janky Teeth, who I think we're going to hear from next, who have a tune called Pity Potty.
Aux 1 is up, so I guess hit play.
Here we go.
Patrick Mongo and the Janky Teeth. I got some janky teeth.
Yeah.
I need to go see the orthodontist, I think.
They got some stuff on the insurance for that, I hope.
Nah, they just say unless you can't eat, you got to pee for it yourself. What are you... never mind.
All right, well, it's... I don't know what to say. The teeth, the talons of the mouth. What can you do?
Yeah.
All right.
They're janky, but they're white.
I never noticed. So there you go. See, if you don't tell anybody, nobody ever notices. That's the secret. If you have crazy teeth, like if you just walk around and just, you know,
own it.
Don't just own it. Most people are just not gonna notice.
I think about it too much, I guess, because like I remember when I was a kid, I was thinking, well, maybe I can like make it be part of my thing, you know, like the Stones have the lips. I like
David Letterman, the Gap.
I'll have like, you know, our logo, like the Stones lips, just be some janky teeth.
Memorable. All right.
Back in elementary school, I thought of that.
Oh, God.
What do we have, Joe?
All right. So, as with last time when I was here, I ended with a cover. So, I'm going to try my hand at this one, see what happens, because I like covers.
Right on. Me
all
too.
Right. So, here we go. And I won't tell you what it is.
I'll figure it out.
Ha Sorry, Todd. It's by Todd Rundgren.
What, International Feel?
International Feel.
Yeah. Whew. Good song, man.
Yeah, man.
Great job.
Indeed. I think I broke my pick. Indeed, I split my pick. All right.
Luckily, it was the last song.
Last song. Go out on a broken instrument.
Awesome. Again, what's your...
So it's Thursday, this Thursday, September 1st, at Club Bohemia downstairs at the Cantab. Stuff starts at 8, so if you like Patrick Mungo and the Janky Teeth, get there at 8.
Pompo.
And then Pompo will be after us at 10, and we're on at 9. So it's $8 cheap.
Right on. So. Hey, sounding great, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Please get me the material I don't have. Like, I was unaware of the first CD.
We will get you the material, sir, at your at our discretion.
Send me a CD. I'm old school.
We'll do. That's fine.
I know how to get that in the system, you know?
MP3s to be and a drinks coaster to be.
No.
I appreciate it. You can't sign an MP3, you know?
Right. And I like my CDs and my car, you know?
There you go. It's all good. I mean, if you're in a tunnel, you know, I'm just saying. What happens if you're in a tunnel?
You need your CDs, yes.
There you go. Indeed. All right, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, we're going to leave you with something from Girls Get Drugs for Free.
Yes, that's right. Last record, Girls Get Drugs for
Free. I don't know why you didn't want to hear the title track. I'll play that after.
All right.
I'll play it after this one.
Why, thank you.
Because you wanted to hear Walk With You.
And that's a short one, too.
So. Okay, so we'll do Girls afterwards.
All right, man.
Okay.
We sure will.
All right. We got ours in here.
I know,
today,
really.
Joe.
My life is going pretty well. Thank you very much. So.
Are we the men or what?
I'm liking it.
Okay.
I'm liking it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Brian.
Joe Turner and the Seven Levels. Check them out.
Keep Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Shut your filthy mouth! I am sick and tired of playing your bloody games. I am finished!
You're finished! You hypocrite! Go on then! Piss off!
Oh no! No! As she kissed the sun of a bitch, he's a bad one. Shakes her hips as he shoots his gun. It's a bitch, it's a sitch, it's a bad situation. Sometimes when you're rolling along and you roll in the wrong direction, when it happens to you, you've stepped in some misconception, and things may not be as they seem. You've had a nightmare wet dream. Oh no. Oh no. Son of a bitch, he's a bad one. He takes the pain as she bites his tongue. It's a bitch, it's a sitch, it's a rat situation. Sometimes when you're rolling along and you're rolling the wrong direction, misconception, and things may not be as they seem.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'll have to say that again in 20 seconds to make it legal. Big block of Irresponsibles there. Bad Situation, Favorite Girl, Winnebago, Fallen Down. Before that, of course, Joe Turner and the Seven Levels, Girls Get Drugs for Free, International Feel, and then a bunch with Joe himself live. Good stuff, huh?
Good stuff, yeah.
And nice to meet Love Jennifer. Her.
Yep.
And drive safe, guys. I know they're listening right now. Falling Down from Seattle. How about Marcy Playground, The Shadow of Seattle? Huh? Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. What's that, sweetie?
You lost me, but...
Oh, I lost myself. Bye. Irresponsibles are singing about Seattle, so then
okay.
I was the connection. Yes,
there we go.
Yes, I was making a connection with Marcy Playground here with The Shadow of Seattle on MFO 91.5, MFO in Medford.
Like 10 angels falling down, like a mission, and we're halfway there from some old dried up fried forgotten town. Why won't they let us be ourselves? With our potential we could toe the line and show the bastards up with our divine light. This ragged town protects them to the last. With lies, 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 lies.
Yeah.